know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
I want to tell you a story about the house went blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady that I lost my job. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady. I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, next day I don't know. So she let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love a dove. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today, you were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired. I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't have a rent, and out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, look, man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple of days? He said, let me go and ask my wife. He come out of the house. I could see his face. I know there was no. He said, I don't know, man. She got a funny, you know. I said, I know. Everybody funny. Now you for that too. So I go back home. I tell the landlady, I got a job. I'm gonna pay the rent. She said, yeah. I said, oh yeah. And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it though. So I go in my room, pack up my things and I go. I slip on out the back door. Down the streets I go. She hollering about the front rent. She'll be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in a local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar. I rent my coat. I call the bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. You got down there. So what you want? For one bourbon, one scotch. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and some of you out there may be drinking right now, and if you are, well, I don't care. You can do whatever you want. I believe in freedom all the way around, from A to Z. Listen, we're hitting the break. I'll be back in 3 minutes. I'll introduce my guest. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Keep your
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Maggie Radden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And no, I haven't been drinking today. Well, I've been drinking coffee. My usual drink is caffeinated coffee with lots of cream in it. I don't need sugar. I'm sweet enough as it is. So listen, everybody, how you doing today? Another great show lined up. My great guest is on the line with me, and I'm going to bring her on in 1 second. I just want to give you some information that's important that you commit to memory and take advantage of. Listen, you want to support the advertisers on this network, then you need to do that. You really should do it because this is how the network stays on the air. You need to support the advertisers who are supporting the network. That's just how it works. 800-724-2719 is the number to call the network if you would like to get in touch with us. RepublicBroadcasting.org is our website. 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664 is our address. Republic Broadcasting Network, that's how you find us on Facebook. RBN Live is how you find us on Twitter. Listen, call a number today, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. I am on Facebook as Unsolicited Opinion, and I am on Twitter as Maggie_in_USA. get in touch with me, 800-313-9443. Listen, you can send me emails. People do. They love to argue with me via email. And you know what? You want to argue with me, then you call into the radio show because I don't have a lot of time to argue with you going back and forth with emails, okay? So there are some people out there who like to write to me and argue with me. You want to do that? Call in to the show. That's the reason it's called a talk radio show. My guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Pau, and of course, I'd love to have this lady on. She's a real smart cookie. She hails from Romania, an educator, doctorate degree, speaks tons of languages, knows a lot of stuff, knows a lot more than the average bear, and that's why she's on here with me, so that she can help to fill up the vacancy that exists in many skulls. So how you doing today, Dr. Pau?
I'm wonderful, Maggie. How are you? I'm so glad to be on with you again.
Oh, I always love having you on. Listen, a couple of things I want to talk about. I know she asked me last night what I wanted to talk about, and I never got back to it, to you on it, but I wanted to talk about the article you had written about environmental justice. And then if we have some time, let's talk about the unions and the madness there. Everything is madness, though, isn't it? Really, everywhere you look, it's just madness.
That's true. Absolutely.
Let's talk about. Let's start with environmental justice, Dr. Pau. Define that, if you would, please, because that's a whole new justice that we're going to be dealing with.
Absolutely. It was actually started by Bill Clinton with an executive order in February 11, 1994. But according to the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources and Environment, environmental justice is a social movement that has grown since the early 1990s, and it seeks to help the public and policymakers to use scientific information, with emphasis on scientific, to build sustainable communities worldwide. And this is a direct quote from Professor Bunyan Bryant, who is the coordinator of the environmental justice field of study at the University of Michigan. And to be honest with you, I don't know how you can possibly measure justice in a scientific way. It sounds very bogus to me.
Well, you can't, because it's an arbitrary thing, isn't it? It's whatever somebody wants to define it as. And, of course, the minorities in the world are people who perceive themselves to be the minority. They may be the minority in number, but they're certainly not the minority in power, a handful of them. They rule the game. They want to set the rules forever, whatever crooked way they can possibly dream up.
I know, and as you heard, it includes the word sustainable communities, which is sort of the buzzword of the UN agenda 21 signed in 1992 by the 179 nations in Rio de Janeiro, which the recommendations are, you know, thousands of pages long, are not legally binding, but nations that signed it, including us through George Bush, are morally obligated to implement them according to the United Nations. And hence we have the Executive Order 12898, signed by President Clinton on February 11, 1994, in which he sets out to address environmental justice concerns in minority and low-income populations by requiring federal agencies to develop an environmental justice strategy. And every agency has to have an environmental justice program as part of their mission. And they have to identify and address disproportionately high and adverse human health or environmental effects of programs, policies, and activities on minority and low-income populations. And that's a direct quote. And it kind of boggles my mind because we all live in the same on the same planet. We breathe the same air. We drink the same water. So I don't understand how the environment affects minority populations and low-income populations more adversely in this country, anyway.
You got me hanging. Dr. Pau, I have no idea, but I know they're up to no good. I do know that much now. I don't know how they're going to do a lot of these different things, these what sounds so lofty, justice. Justice sounds, it's just a wonderful word, isn't it? Doesn't imply like, oh, that, wow, fairness and equality. In actuality, there's nothing equal in justice at all, really, not anymore. It's really injustice. This social justice is injustice. It's unequal justice. Some groups, like the pigs and Animal Farm, are more equal than others.
Yes, absolutely. And the EPA administrator, I've looked at some of their documents, in a memo dated in January 2010, has made environmental justice one of the agency's top priorities. And they actually released a plan. It's called Plan Environmental Justice 2014. They just released it this September. And it has three major goals: to protect the environment and health in communities overburdened by pollution, and they don't really define how they're going to do that, and to empower communities to take action to improve their health and environment. Again, they haven't bothered to say how they're going to do it, so basically I understand it's going to be shooting from the hip. And the third one is to establish partnerships. And that term really bothers me because it reeks of United Nations. They're into these private-public partnerships and initiatives. So to establish these partnerships with local, state, tribal, and federal governments and various organizations to achieve healthy and sustainable communities. There's that buzzword again, sustainable communities. And what is really healthy? Can you define that in the EPA's view? I haven't found it in their documents.
Well, you know, if you look at a lot of these UN documents and related documents, they want to kill off a lot of us. So maybe that's their definition of healthy. Okay. Elimination.
Perhaps.
Maybe healthy now means eliminate. I don't know.
I'm not sure. The documents, and I've looked at several of them, were not clear at all. And one of the criticisms was they're not defining how you're going to reach these consensus. To me, it seemed like another scam to fleece more money and to gain more control over our lives.
I agree. It's all about control. All this crap they're doing is about control. It isn't about anything else but control. They are erecting a prison for all of us who are left to reside in.
Yeah. Now, they talk about they're going to do environmental justice scientifically, and then halfway through the document, the language changes to holistic. So which way is it? Is it scientific or is it holistic? So I think they just want to control the population, the land, the air, and the water under the guise of giving help to disadvantaged populations, which is, to me, a form of spreading the wealth through one more social program.
You know, somebody had sent me, the USDA is up to this environmental justice crap, up to their eyebrows in it, and they've got, there's a commentary that is going on between now and December or January 7th that people can go in and comment on their latest plan. It's a draft of their environmental justice strategic plan. So I will put a link up to that on my website. You can go and comment on some of the wonderful things that they want to do to you. They're not doing anything for you, really. People need to lose the 2-4. What's the word I'm looking for? I can't think. But anyway, you need to get rid of that because nothing they do is for you. I'm telling you, it's all the stuff they're doing, they are doing it to you and against you, to hang you out to dry. They really are. There's nothing good coming out of any of this.
Well, EPA relies on everything they do on the Clean Air Act and Resources Conservation and Recovery Act to implement whatever program they want. They usually buy into their programs, community groups, and obviously eventually into this environmental justice idea through various funding mechanisms, training, technical assistance, and environmental indoctrination, in my opinion.
Hang on, Dr. Powell. We got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My name is Maggie Rodden. My guest is Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell. We will be back.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that Extendovite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendivite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendivite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendivite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to my guest, Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell's website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. So if you go there, you will find IleanaJohnson.com up there on mine, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, you got to put the word the in there, the unsolicited opinion. Otherwise, you're going to go someplace else because the is part of the name of the title of my radio show. Anyway, listen, 800-313-9443 is the number to call in this morning. My guest, Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell, and we're talking about some of this environmental justice stuff that they're, oh, it's just going to be good. I can tell 2012 is going to be wonderful. It's going to be filled with all kinds of justice, Dr. Powell. Who knew?
Yeah, I was looking at the EPA document, and I said earlier that they did not bother to define the terms, any of these terms, and when they were actually audited by the government, by GAO, the Government Accountability Office, in October 2011, they responded that they did not develop these terms on purpose because they did not want to leave out certain communities that did not fit their predetermined definition. but they didn't bother saying what their predetermined definition might be.
Well, I can tell you right from the get-go who's going to be left out in this deal is going to be the white male. There's no justice happening for the white male in society. Wait, the white Christian male, okay? Yeah. Ain't no justice happening for them. So they did leave somebody out. They're going to be leaving them out because the object of discrimination is the white Christian male. So,
I interpreted this was the environmental justice is not going to be just at all. It's going to be very capricious, very random, and it will not be scientific, and it certainly will not benefit the white Christian male, as you say.
No, not at all. In fact, let me give you a couple of goals and activities here from the USDA's draft Environmental Justice Strategic Plan, and it's strategic, you know, Dr. Powell, so that means a whole lot. Maybe it's like being on a submarine and strategic warfare or something. I don't know. Strategic must be pretty important if it's strategic. Anyway, here it says that they're going to provide opportunities for environmental justice communities, including tribal community gardens and food policy councils. Let's Move in Indian Country is the title of one.
Wow.
Using USDA's Center for Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships to Reduce Hunger Among Latinos. I think there's a lot of justice in this, and we're just missing the point, Dr. Powell. We just don't get the justice point, that's all.
I just don't understand it. Are we really fat and obese, as the First Lady says, or are we hungry and starving? I'm constantly confused about the messages coming from this administration. As I said, they're just pandering to low-income voters to redistribute wealth, to control natural resources, economic activity, land, water use, basically just pushing us further into this UN Agenda 21 goals. And speaking of that, I found out something interesting that I wanted to share with you, Maggie. I'm not changing the subject, but it's important. Remember when we discussed smart meters, which are part of this smart grid, part of the UN Agenda 21? Well,
yes.
I've learned from an HVAC contractor, HVAC, the air conditioning contractors, that they're required to install programmable thermostats on all of the systems that they install wherever city officials have inspection authority created by city council. This thermostat can be overridden by the smart meter so that they can control your temperature in the home. So you may set it on 72, let's say, and they will override that and set it on whatever they want, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, they are going to have RFID tracking tags gradually. They will be placed in all items purchased, including these. And some of these contractors were saying that in the future, resale shops are going to be outlawed because they will have for sale items that the system cannot track, and it will be, quote unquote, against the law. So that's another interesting development in the saga.
Yeah, it really is. I'm telling you, people, you need to save twist ties, rubber bands, the whole nine yards, because you're going to want them someday. Mark my words. I'm a little pack rat here. I'm not a hoarder, but I do save a lot of things that appear to be useless things to save. But I figure someday I'm going to need them, or somebody I know is going to need them. So, listen, Dr. Powell, on that note, we have got a caller, so let's grab Joseph in Texas. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Joseph.
I've talked to some of the folks riding around in environmental justice automobiles, and they seem to have about the IQ of a lot of pre-K infants, but what I was concerned with is the hazards of electromagnetic field, like that being an environment, you know, that's a pollution that we're all exposed to.
Hang on, Joseph. We got to go to break. Hold on. We'll bring you back when we come back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell is my guest. Don't change that dial.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you really? Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to my guest, Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell's website. Dr. Powell, I just closed that page and I didn't write it down. Give me your website again. I'm telling you, my mind, the mind is the first thing to go.
It's IleanaJohnson.com, I-L-E-A-N-A Johnson.com.
All right. I should have written it down, but I was peeking back to last week's show when you were on, and I turned that page, and then I'm just now lost. Anyway, Joseph in Texas, please go ahead. So you're concerned with EMFs?
Oh, yes. And, you know, like I said, they got the trucks riding around in town, the environmental justice, and so I pull some over trying to question what they are concerned with, and it seems like they just got a name so they can draw a paycheck, and they're totally clueless.
Well, I would agree with you there, Joe. I agree with you there.
And, you know, unfortunately, say the biggest majority of public servants are that way, but I noticed you said something about it. One of its alleged purposes is to protect from over abundant pollution. And, you know, due to my experience, I have a strong belief I was nearly killed due to excessive exposure of EMF, which is something, unfortunately, the general population knows nothing about, and unfortunately it's something the general population cannot see, smell, taste, or feel. And
that's true, Joseph.
I do long-chain events. I've endured, there's not a doubt in my mind, probably over 50% of people going to get medical treatment is due to some kind of reaction to this EMF.
Well, you know, I don't know much about how electronic magnetic fields operate. Joe, I know there's not a whole lot of good stuff coming out from different things that I do know, which is limited. So I really can't comment with any real knowledge on them. So I really can't offer any suggestions. Joe, I do know one thing, though. It's easier for people to fight something they can see than it is something they can't see. It's easier for people to recognize those things than it is things that they cannot see, that's for sure.
Well, you can hear the
go ahead.
I said you can hear the electromagnetic fields around high power lines where there's a concentration of, you can hear this humming, this buzzing. That's the only way you can, you can't see it, but you can hear it. And there was a study done that people who lived near these high power lines with such intense electromagnetic fields had much higher rate of cancer. And of course, initially they said that the cell phones didn't cause brain cancer, and now they say that they do. They talk about smart meters emitting a lot of radiation as well. And so it's a lot more than to it than or the general population knows so far. Go ahead.
Well, it shocks me once I got into studying it, how much is known and how much study has been done for ages. That's, you know, but I've got a few websites I could talk about if y'all wouldn't mind that, you know, people could go to and maybe get some information if they so desired.
Yeah, sure. Name them. Go right ahead, Joe.
You have AndrewAMarino.com, MicrowaveNews.com, ElectromagneticHealth.org. Andrew A. Marino, back in the early 70s, he was a PhD in New York when he became aware of the hazards of EMF. You know, all this from what I've studied in literature, I've read from his. And I believe that's what caused him to go to law school. And, you know, back in the early 70s, he was getting grants from the government, doing study and research. And from what I've studied, it seemed like after he started trying to expose this, he started having grants refused and denied.
That's a typical pattern, isn't it? Anybody who exposes the truth is automatically ostracized, put on a list. You know, you're a hater, you're a racist, you're anti-Semite, you're whatever, please. That's the game they play. It's about time people woke up to it.
Seems like the more right you do, the more complications you got.
Even yeah, like of course.
What in schools. But, yeah, I appreciate it. Like I said, it, you know, I think it's what really gets me is, like I said, it's mind-boggling how much knowledge and information and stuff is out there. That's like had a big old do in New York years ago, and I've talked to some of the folks that were involved in it, trying to expose the hazards of EMF. And it, you know, it's a shame we got to put out so much effort and go bankrupt and lose our health trying to right these wrongs that, you know, like I said, from what I got into stuff, once I got into studying all this stuff, it seemed like the government, in reality, is not authorized to do anything unless it is beneficial for the people.
Well, and they're only authorized to do what they're authorized to do via the Constitution, Joe, and unfortunately, they don't pay any attention to that document, and that's the problem. They're all corrupt. That's our problem, Joe.
Well, I agree with you to a certain extent, but it's like even on what they are authorized to do according to the Constitution, if it's not beneficial for the people, that's where the authority ends. Or if it's in conflict with the Constitution, that's like the higher courts have ruled any law in violation of the Constitution null and void from an enactment is though never enacted. And yet, you know, all these laws you can take to courts and lay before the judge, and it's like, you know, they're not seeing them. Like you never even presented.
Yep. Well, because there's a lot of corruption. The corruption abounds. That's the problem. Joe, why don't you send me the links, and I will add them on to the podcast for today. I'll add them up there for these different EMF websites that you mentioned. But I want to thank you for calling, Joe. Call in again anytime. I appreciate your information. Ileana, anything you want to add?
No, I think that was wonderful. I think people should know about those websites. Thank you.
Yeah, I think so. Joe, so please do that. There's a contact button on my website. You can get in contact with me. My website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Send that information to me, Joe. I'll be glad to put it up on the website. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. 800-313-9443. You know, we're talking about environmental justice here, and we're laughing. It's really not a laughing matter because they really are out to hang us out to dry. There's no doubt about it. But there was a couple other things I wanted to mention. They're talking about increasing capacity building for environmental justice communities. What do you think they mean by capacity building, Dr. Powell?
I have no idea. I've looked that up, and there's no definition of it.
Well, one of the things they want to do is outreach programs for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. Now, I had a gentleman on my show, and I think it was before I came on RBN, who had written a couple books. One of them was about Pigford, that whole Pigford scam, which black farmers or people who claimed they were farming, they could have had a potted petunia on their windowsill, and that would have qualified them to be a farmer. And that whole Pigford scam that got very little play in the media, what a shock, shockaroo. Anyway, he had written a book about that, and, geez, I can't think of his name. I suppose if people searched my website for Pigford, I'm sure I have Pigford written in there. Very, very bright man who wrote a excellent expose on that whole scam of there's a perfect example of your environmental justice for who they claim to be socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. They also have a support USDA employee organization groups for African Americans, Hispanics, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders and Native Americans, and use urban field stations to create baseline data about the distribution of tree canopy resources, identifying disparities and opportunities for environmental justice. Gee, tree canopy resources, that sounds like something in, one of the jungles, don't you think, where they actually have tree canopies? What do you think you're going to do with that here in the good old U.S. of A.?
I have no idea. It sounds to me as bogus as the cook stove issue we talked about last time. Affecting women and children more than men. It's just ridiculous. But it sounds like the language is very similar of USDA to the EPA's plan, Environmental Justice 2014, because they use the overburdened communities give them technical assistance, but they don't bother to say what constitutes an overburdened community other than naming minorities, just like you stated, African Americans, Pacific Islanders, Indian tribes, and so forth.
Well, we are overburdened. We all need to be wearing those like thigh-high rubber boots because we're overburdened with bull manure here in this country with this crap that these people are hustling. That's what we're overburdened with, in
and
my estimation.
And they are overburdening us with more bureaucracy because they have created stakeholders of this environmental justice plan, and they are the National Environmental Justice Advisory Council, the Federal Interagency Working Group on Environmental Justice, many state agencies that have been created, and community groups. So you have a huge bureaucracy that has been built at a time when our country is bankrupt and we should be creating real jobs.
Yeah, well, they don't want to create real jobs. There is no incentive for people to create jobs. But I'm sure the unemployment rate, today's Thursday, don't they usually give us some new hustled numbers? Probably around 7% now, I bet. It's getting better every day, Dr. Powell. Whether people realize it or not, life is just going along swimmingly, and everything, there'll be a chicken in every pot.
Well, I did look at some of the state's environmental justice plans because they're the ones that have to carry out this plan from the EPA, and they have no idea how they're going to do this because they have no details or very limited details from EPA how they're going to go about this. I think they're just going to be thrown some money their way, and since they already control the standards of air pollutants and water pollutants, they're going to be given sort of leeway to do whatever they wish with the money. That's why I said that to me, it's another redistribution of wealth scheme to minority populations.
Well, it'll, you know, if you've got a drink of water and somebody else doesn't, well, it's just unfair that you have a drink of water. So I guess probably the fair thing would be for no one to get any water. What do you think, Dr. Powell? Huh?
That would be a nightmare. speaking of water, didn't the Europeans just not very long ago said that drinking water does not quench thirst?
Oh, I did see something nonsensical like that. Yes, what the heck was it?
That was the European Union. They hired scientists for 2 years at the leading universities in Europe, and they've decided that water is not a good deterrent for dehydration. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
You gotta laugh. You can't make this crap up. It's so outrageous. But this is the kind of crap that is being fed to your kiddies in the school system. Guaranteed. They're going to tell them, oh, don't drink water when you're thirsty. What are you supposed to do, suck on your toes or something? What do you do?
Well, it all boils down to advertising. So I'm sure they were trying to curtail the advertising of some water bottling company, so they came up with this ridiculous, expensive scheme that water does not quench thirst. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there really isn't anything to say. What can you say to statements such as that? There really isn't anything to say. That's why you have to hope that people start to think about the crap that they're hearing. They really have, like I had a guest on the other day, Dr. Powell, who was from the Soviet Union, grew up there. He was a lieutenant in the Soviet military. And you know what? He was talking about people have personal responsibility. You know, it's really true. People have to start thinking about this crap that they're being told and the crap that they're being hustled. They have to start thinking about it. Wait a second. Does that make sense?
Well, speaking of the Soviet Union, there was a group from the Democrat Party, a delegation that traveled to the Soviet Union and complained to them, you know, how badly they have it in the United States and they're so poor and they're so mistreated. And when the Russians found out that they did not have jobs, they were on welfare, they just walked out of the room disgusted. Why are you complaining if you don't have a job?
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's crazy. We've got a caller from Maryland, Dr. Powell. Let's grab Mike in Maryland. Hi, Mike.
Hey, it's a great show. I'm ordinarily don't have a chance to listen to your show, much less call in, but I'm calling sick today at work. I've got a cold. I'm a little bit better now. But, Agenda 21, I mean, this is just so horrific. I try to explain this to the local talk show host. I try to call in and stuff. Here in Maryland, we have this really good city council, county. I'm on the phone. I'll talk to you in a minute. All right, thanks. He's a local politician.
Are you talking about county? Yeah, I've had Richard Rothschild on my show a couple of times. Yeah, he is fighting against this nonsense down in Maryland. I know that, Mike.
Okay, I may have told you about this before. Plandopolis, have you seen that video?
Yeah, did you send that to me?
Maybe, I
somebody,
don't know. I mean,
somebody did, because, yeah, I have it up on my website under the UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Plan. But go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, these clowns are so bold, you know, they want to hurt us like cattle and then slaughter us like cattle. You know, it's so horrific, you know. I hate to say it, I mean, these liberal weenies just fall for it, like hook, line, and sinker. You know, they're so naive and gullible. You know, and they don't realize that that they're allowing themselves to pull into a trap. And I don't know if we can stop this or not. I mean, I hope we can, because we're doomed if we don't.
Well, you're in Maryland, Mike, and you guys have an environmental literacy law that was passed this summer. All your high school graduates have to pass an environmental literacy exam in order to get a diploma. They can barely read and write, some of them, and their test scores are very, very poor in many schools, yet they have to have an environmental literacy. And you have the law is called No Child Left Inside that was passed this summer by Governor O'Malley.
O'Malley is a nightmare.
Yeah, hang on, Mike. Dr. Powell, we got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My guest, Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell. IleanaJohnson.com is her website. We'll be back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion, and I am joined this morning by Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell. IleanaJohnson.com is her website. I will link to it on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. Mike in Maryland, are you still on with us?
Yes, I am. Yeah, thank you very much for holding me over. Great show, as always.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. This proves that, the environmental literacy test proves that our schools are nothing more the brainwashing mechanisms for the new world order.
Yep.
And O'Malley, this guy is a piece of work. I guess he probably, because he realized he couldn't pass it in the state legislature, he signed an executive order to implement Plan Maryland, which is basically, you know, a localized version of Agenda 21, where basically, if you want to put up a tool shed in your backyard, you got to get approval from the governor. It's just a dictator, environmental dictatorship. It's horrendous. But he's going to have a tough time passing it, especially in the rural communities, because, you know, people are starting to rise up, you know.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, Mike. We need millions more of them to do that. Because here's the dirty little secret. They don't want to let anybody know. There really are more of us, yourself, Dr. Powell, myself. There are more of us than there are of them. They don't want to let anybody know that because there's a handful of globalists who control the media. And so they give the illusion that they're a majority and that the people who are all for this environmental justice crap are all in the majority. Well, it's not true. It's one total big lie. It might even be one of the biggest lies ever told. I don't know. There's a lot of them out there. But that's the thing that people need to really understand, Mike, what's happening here. And there's a lot of layers to this onion, and it's hard to get people to peel away those layers because they don't want to see it. Because we've all been hustled and lied to our entire lives. So to blow past that lie that we've been indoctrinated with to see the truth is a very difficult thing because they've controlled the message for decades and decades and decades.
Well, the prospects that we're facing are horrific, but we have to start by looking at them and see what we're facing. And you have a great guest, and I get a special place in my heart for Romania, if for no other reason because one of my AK-47s is made there.
Ah!
All right. Y'all take it easy. If it wasn't for communists, I wouldn't have hardly any guns.
Yeah, there you go, right?
All right, take it easy.
Keep buying them. Keep supporting the company.
I wanted to make a comment to Mike about that Plan Maryland. For example, O'Malley is not allowing any building on a two-acre plot because you can't get sewer system. You have to connect to an existing sewer system and because that's considered urban sprawl. But if you can build on half an acre or less, and you connect to an already existing sewer system, that's acceptable. So he has determined this so that people can only build on this Maryland-Washington corridor in order to give back 400,000-plus odd acres of land back to the wilderness where it can no longer be farmed and people cannot live there any longer. So it is a nightmare, and it is a mini-Agenda 21. I think Maryland is at the forefront of anything communist that is happening in this country.
Well, you know, I was watching this documentary on the Bolsheviks last night, and I was thinking about all the propaganda and that stuff that's going on out there and how they're using all these different things, these words, to enslave us, Dr. Powell, because people don't stop to think who was really behind these things. Who are these perpetrators of evil throughout history? Who have these people been? What have they been doing? Who are the people that are pushing this agenda now? What's their real agenda? It isn't about justice or clean air or clean water or saving Bambi.
No, not really. It's about control.
Yep, we'll be back in 60 seconds, everybody. Don't change that dial. My name is Maggie Rodden. We'll be right back.